Good morning, it's Tuesday, August 14. I'm with Oliver Murray, news editor at news.com.au. Ollie, the Turnbull government is facing a determined challenge to its flagship energy policy.
That's right. So the National Energy Guarantee goes to the Coalition Party Room today, and despite opposition from the likes of Tony Abbott and Barnaby Joyce, it is expected to get approval. So this is Turnbull's plan to not only cut power prices but also reduce emissions. But as we've seen over the past decade, energy policy has been very hard to get through, and it's brought down a few leaders, so it hasn't been an easy path for the PM.
The NRL footy show has been forced to apologise for fat-shaming a former star player.
Yes, so footy show host Erin Molan has been forced to address the wave of criticism the Channel 9 show has copped for a segment shaming former NRL star Dave Taylor over his weight. She has said that there was no malice or intent to offend, and that it wasn't about shaming the former Origin forward.
Yeah, I just had a look at this segment. He was used as an example of what not to look like in an advertorial piece promoting a weight loss product on the show, so they were shaming him, absolutely.
Definitely.
An arrest over the fatal hit and run in Melbourne.
Yeah, so this was the hit and run that killed a Dutch woman in South Yarra on the weekend. A man has been arrested over the incident after he was spotted from images released by police.
The secrets to flirting online have been revealed.
How men and women message each other on online dating sites has been analysed, and it shows that both men and women tend to send longer messages to someone that they find attractive. But the bad news is, it doesn't usually help.
And what else has caught your eye today?
The fallout of the very public breakup of Aussie swimmers Emily Seabomb and Mitch Larkham continues, and the one thing successful people do each day, apart from listening to this podcast.
Thank you, Ollie. That's the headlines. Discover the story at news.com.au, and don't forget to subscribe via iTunes or your podcast provider.